What's going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, of another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. And good morning, and what's up? I want to talk to everybody real quick about something that's been really on my mind lately. Just about the unity. You know, it's crazy how we all push for love, but we're quiet a little bit when it comes to unity. Is unity not just as important for love? Is unity not just as essential as love? Unity is not a verb like love is, but rather it's a result of what love can do. And rather, instead of us focusing on the result as being loved, what if we were able to actually be unified? So many times, like recently with me, I've been talking to different people and talking to old friends, and a couple in particular in South Florida, and me and them have completely different views on a lot of things in the macro sense, politically, and all these things. But one thing I had to be honest with myself and look at myself in the mirror lately is like, man, how much is arguing and giving to emotions and ego and wanting to be bigger and having a bigger chest and my chest out more? Well, how far does that actually take me in life? Yeah, do I get some, oh, David, you like that? Oh, David, you like, listen, there's always going to be someone out there who can stick their chest out better than you can or further than you can. So when you garner friends and get an audience based on how big you are and how boasty you are and how masculine you are and how amazing you are, then guess what? That same audience is going to leave you a second because they will find someone better. Lately, I just had to be like, man, I love them for them. And I need to let them love me for me. So that means, honestly, I might have these opinions, but there's other things I have opinions about, but I just don't put it out there because I want to stick my chest. I want to be that ballsy type of person. Politics is so masculine and so, it makes me feel so strong and powerful, right? But what about something like kind of corny and something about a little nerdy like video games or about Pokemon? Like, why do sometimes we just like mask ourselves into these big opinions? Why can't we just talk about the stuff that we're even more passionate about, but just that may not seem so strong on the surface? Strength and what seems stronger and what seems weaker is so much surface level, because we don't know what's happening underneath. How strong someone is based on how much they can move something. How much can they move? How much can they control? Now, that's what strength is. Picking something up is how, with what muscle, you know what I'm saying? But what we can always pick up is our strength with empathy and strength with our identity. And when we allow our identity to be our strength, at that point, it's hard for people to really, really hate us and disagree, because there's always something we can agree about and always something we can talk for hours about. There's a lot of friends that even when we disagree politically, we agree athletically because of basketball, or we agree with Pokemon, we agree with, you know, different things that we like. I know a ton of people that love cars. I mean, I wish I was more knowledgeable on that. Unfortunately, I'm not. But let me ask everybody, like, really, what's holding us back? What's holding you guys back today? Today is going to be what's stopping it from you arguing with someone tomorrow or at office today. Nothing really, except for you. You can make a point, instead of dividing us more and more at the office or my coworkers because they said something stupid or they did something dumb, why don't I just try holding on even harder and harder and harder and try to be unified? Why don't I problem solve? Why don't I put myself and my ego and what I would gain out of it out the way, instead of be like, what could we gain in this way, in unity, in love? What could we do? It would be a beautiful sight to me. But thank you guys for listening to another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. Hope y'all got some out of it. Really, you guys are so beautiful. You guys are amazing. Thank you. And I know this year, this next couple years, is going to be an amazing one for us. Love you guys and take care. Bye-bye.